Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour in Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all songs that went to number one in 1972 and 1973 on the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Michael Jackson, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, and Gladstone and the Pips. Well, the first three songs this half hour were all number one songs in a row from Michael Jackson. The first up, Rockin' Robin, reached number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart in 1972. Well, Michael recalled in his autobiography named Moonwalk that, quote, "It was Berry Gordy's idea that I should do a solo recording, so I became one of the first people in a Motown group to really step out. Berry also said he thought I should record my own album. Years later, when I did, I realized he was right." Well, when that album was released in the spring of 1972, Rockin' Robin, the song that's coming up, was released as a single. Although the single was considered a little lightweight, particularly at this time in the Motown record label with more political songs, the single connected with fans and entered the charts as the week's highest debut, coming in at number 68. The next week, the song took flight into the top 40, and in its seventh chart week, the song climbed to number 2 on the pop charts and number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts, where it stayed for 2 weeks. Here is Rockin' Robin, right here on Motown Memories.
Tell you where I'm at. You don't have to worry. From the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Triple play from Michael Jackson. That was Ben reaching number one on the U.S. pop charts and the rhythm and blues charts in 1972. Before that, Michael number one on the rhythm and blues that same year, 72, with I Wanna Be Where You Are. And we start with Rockin' Robin from 72. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number one songs on the Motown record label, counted down in order for when they showed up on the charts. Well, coming up, another number one song, both on the pop charts and rhythm and blues charts from 1972, The Temptations, with perhaps their signature tune and their longest number one song they ever had in terms of length, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, although Papa Was a Rolling Stone was originally recorded by a group called The Undisputed Truth, who we heard the last half hour, The Temptations have made it perhaps their most famous song of all time. Well, lead singer Dennis Edwards remembered being upset the first time he heard the lyrics. The lyrics being, it was the 3rd of September, the day I'll always remember, because that was the day my daddy died. Well, it turns out that Edwards' father, a preacher in his own right, had passed away on the 3rd of September, and the singer found the words upsetting. Well, Dennis later admitted that he hated the record when he first heard it, but he changed his opinion later when it went number one, and the fact that it won a Grammy Award didn't hurt. Well, oddly, the Grammy was for the Best Rhythm and Blues Instrumental because the song was so long on the album version that ran 11 minutes and 45 seconds, while the B-side of the edited single was just the instrumental part of the song. Here is Papa Was a Rolling Stone, The Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
23rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Well,
Mama, is it true what they say that Papa never worked a day in his life?
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just hold her head and say,
Papa was a rolling stone,
my son.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died,
oh, he left his mother
alone.
Hey,
Papa was a rolling stone.
That it.
Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Stevie Wonder, number one on the U.S. Billboard charts and the rhythm and blues charts from 1973, Superstition. And we started with that long song from The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number one from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This half hour, we've been featuring number one songs in order from 1972 and 1973. Well, coming up, a number one rhythm and blues smash from Gladys Knight and the Pips from 1973, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. Well, Neither One of Us was the second number two single in the U.S. Billboard charts for Gladys Knight and the Pips, and the song title accurately summarized their feelings toward the Motown record label. their professional home for the last 6 years. As the song was scaling the charts, their relationship with the label was falling apart. Well, Gladys recalled that our final hit song for Motown was, ironically, Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye, she stated in her autobiography, called Between Each Line of Pain and Glory. She was further quoted as saying that we received our first Grammy for it, and it made our decision to leave Motown a bittersweet one. Around the time that we were going to have to make a decision on whether to stay or leave, there was a mass exodus of other artists on the label, writers and producers also around this time. We signed with an independent label called Buddha, and it turned out to be the best thing we ever did. Our career soared to new heights after that. Well, here is Gladys in her pips, right here on Motown Memories.
To the point where we just
Gladys Knight and the Pips, number one from 1973 in the rhythm and blues charts. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we featured all number one songs in order from 1971 through 1973. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information on all of the Motown artists featured this time around on Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.